Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a back of plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, also known as Brother Will. And today is Monday, October the 19th. Man, I can't believe the month of October is halfway over. October the 19th, 2015. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have a very important topic. We want to talk about runology. Really, it goes along with my current series that I'm doing right now. But I don't have time to include this part in the series, so I figured I would do it as a free show, so that way the people who are not only listening, who are paid members, who are listening to the current series on how to spiritually and consciously connect with God. And God, again, is an acronym for good, old-fashioned discipline. God is the acronym for God-ordained discipleship. God is the acronym for God-ordained diaconia. So when we talk about spiritually connecting and consciously connecting with God, there is something that is prohibiting your connection. That thing that's prohibiting you connecting with God is runes. Now, runes is one of the things that most people have not heard of. Unless you've done and dabbled into some of the esoteric occult stuff that's out there, this topic may be new to you. The thing that blows my cookies is the fact that people actually believe that what they have is the entire truth. Even though the Bible says that we have inherited lies, even though the Bible says in a whole chapter, 8 times, Matthew 23, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, you can't enter into my kingdom, and you prohibit other people from entering into my kingdom. The Bible itself, the God of the Bible, when you look it up in the Old Testament, I challenge listeners, I just did a series on the God of the true God versus the God of the Old Testament, or the God of the Bible. Even in the, when God appeared unto Moses, he said, I'm going to show you my hind part, because you can't see me. And the hind part meant evil brother. So the God that was shown unto Moses, what God was that? Rules, brothers and sisters, is what we're talking about. The manipulation of language. Language is endless. We all have been tricked. It's a great trick. In fact, this trick is so powerful. This trick is so good. Even though I'm looking at it and I know the trick, I still want to believe it. The hardest thing for me to do is to be transparent. When I do all of these shows, I start off saying, I'm going to tell everybody everything I know, everything. I'm going to just let the cat out of the bag. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I'm not going to talk in circles no more. I'm going to tell everybody the truth, at least the version that's been presented to me after 25, 35, 40 years of studying. But every time I get ready to do it, I think about the Matrix. And the Matrix says you cannot expose a mind to the Matrix that's not ready. That's at a certain age, the mind cannot even be undone. The person will pop, they'll die. The most dangerous thing that you can do to somebody is tell them the truth. You can't tell people the truth. You can't. You'll kill them. You'll spiritually kill them. Because their entire belief system is wrapped up in that truth. And if you tell them they spent 30, 40, 50, now I almost committed suicide after 20 years when I found it. You guys know the story. I was in New Mexico, the land of enchantment. What in the world is a black man doing in New Mexico? Even that was God ordained. How did I end up in the land of enchantment, Santa Fe, New Mexico? Then I was down in Albuquerque. Then I was walking in Las Lunas up on the hill where, again, you can look this up in Google. There is some tablets in LL Hill that some of the ancient oldest tablets. How in the world I ended up in New Mexico with Native Americans working with the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the local law enforcement? That's how God works. See, I prayed a prayer for authenticity and for truth, regardless of the cost, brothers. Regardless of the cost, sisters. When you pray that prayer, the true God shows up, and he exposes the fake gods. And the level of exposure of these fake gods are mind-numbing. So rune casting is what the Bible calls divination. Divination, my brothers and sisters, is another name for rune casting. We call it grammaria or grammar. It's rune casting. It's called beaming. Don't believe me. Please don't believe me. Look it up for yourself. So divination, regardless of how what tool it comes in, because it comes in a plethora of tools. Everything is divination. Divination works because it's inside of the system. And it uses the individual's consciousness to expand the system. That's what we're talking about. The thought is divination. If divination goes from your head to your heart is an amplification system for the head. So runic divination is rune casting, a fortune telling, the Bible calls idol worship. It's the ability to use pixels or pixels. How does your eyeball work, brother? How does your eyeball work, sister? You have rods and cones. your eyeballs allow light to come in, and it shapes it into a form of pixels. The Bible calls that graven images. So you are the system. You are the matrix. That's why you got to change. You got to transform yourself from the inside out, so that way now the observer doesn't determine what is observed. Because you are the observer, but you are a runic observer. Because that's what you were taught. It's not your fault. We were all born into this system. Like God told Job, where was you when I spun the universe and created the heavens? So I'm going to ask you that question, brothers and sisters. Where were you? What were you before you were born? Who were you before you were born? Answer that question. You're just starting to go and research the stuff that I study. So the system is flawed. That's what the Bible says. It blows my mind. I don't understand. I have trouble really understanding. Did you? It's in Revelation 12:9. It says that old serpent, that old dragon, who is currently deceiving the whole world. That's what it says in Revelation 12:9. The Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says that we are all falling short of the glory of God. So since we know that we are falling short, we know that we have been deceived, can we? I don't know. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but to me, one of the most important things is to spend your time trying to find out how you got deceived so you can come out of it. So rules represent the whole system. It is the unified way by which what is called random mixing. They say atoms pop in and out of this universe. They don't know why. Physics. These are the brightest, sharpest dudes on the planet. They don't know why. You mean to tell me there is not a human being that has ever lived that can explain quantum physics? They call it spooky science. They say stuff pops in and out of reality on the quantum level. Subatomic particles. That's what Project CERN is trying to figure out. They're trying to figure out how in the world does atoms just pop in and out? Where are they coming from? And then they slow down or they solidify when you look at it. And when you stop solidifying, when you stop looking at it, it goes to a wave state. When you look at it, it solidifies and it becomes a particle. That's runic. Runes lead to ruin. But we were never taught anything about runes. And so when you started understanding that because of your intention, the cards, the order themselves, they mirror the reality of the person that's inquiring. You ever go to a seance? You ever go get your palm read? You ever go to get some tarot cards? According to the runic nature of runes, rune casting works with the subconscious. So the runic symbols represents the subconscious of the individual looking at the runes. Oh, man, I know that's a little heavy. So let me water it down for you. See, if you had to pose the question, what is your entire conscious and subconscious mind focused on right now? Whatever the answer to that question is, that's what is called rune crafting. See, a rune craft operates on an ancient form of psychology. Even way back during the Vikings, way back during the Nordic, because runes is old German, it's old Nordic, they understood the human psyche. They recognized cause and effect. And they recognized that cause and effect was interconnected. And so they wrote down what is called W-Y-R-D. W-Y, not O. W-Y-R-D. Now, this is preferred to as a perverted way of what we call weird. And weird became word. So W-Y-R-D became W-E-I-R-D, which became W-O-R-D. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm not going to go in this little 20-minute section. There's no way I can go through the entire runic rune history. But what you need to understand is that rune casting is what is preventing you from manifesting your God-ordained purpose. Because you are the observer, but you are observing it from a runic background. You've been tricked. You've been bamboozled. So now we got to understand that, okay, something's not right because I don't want to observe because the observer determines what is observed. I am determining the wrong thing. As the observer, I want to change my rudic. This is called proto-Nordic or proto-Norse. It's Old Norse, O-N-O-R-S-E. The letters in the runic times were symbols that was written with blood. Let me say it again. Now, brothers and sisters, this was called runic inscriptions. It dates back to 150 A.D. These characters were replaced by Latin alphabet because Latinization is Satanization. Runes underwent a transformation during what is called Christensentationalism. I'm going to do a show on that and break it down for you. But let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Runes work because they were originally written in blood. Runes are logos. Runology, and again, you can go ask any witch, you can go ask any Satanist, you can go ask any Luciferian, you can go ask anybody who practices Wicca, you can go ask any shaman. Runology, they'll tell you what rune stones is, they'll tell you what runic inscriptions are, they'll tell you everything about runology. But I'm not interested in becoming no runologist. That's my purpose of today's class. Today's class is to teach you that the letters, what I'm doing right now is runology. That is why you can't reach God. You come into God with a demonic language. We call it English. You ever ask where English came from? Let me ask the question again. What were you before you were born? Very, very, very important. Let me say that question one more time. What were you or who were you before you were born? So what was the alphabet before it became the alphabet? It was runes. So what were runes? Symbols. What were symbols? They were logos. They were hieroglyphics. So these hieroglyphics was written in stone and filled with blood. Blood became ink. Let me say it again. Father, touch the minds of your people. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So if you can wrap your brain around this, you will find why Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 is the most powerful verse in the entire Bible. Because God telling you, you've been tricked, you've been bamboozled, and this is how the serpent did it. He used what is called WYRD. This is Greek mythology, brothers and sisters. This is runic mythology. In our language, we call it curse words. Curse words became curses writing. So now when you curse, you are in a discussion. That's what we're doing right now. So I'm dissing you and I'm cursing you, and you don't even know it because I'm discussing something. Anytime you sit down with somebody, you have a discussion, you are discursing them. That's what runes mean. English language is a language given to us by the Nephilim, by the Anunnaki, by those who came from earth, came from heaven, who found themselves on earth. Now, this isn't rocket science. I didn't make this up. You can go to Google, you can type it in, you can look it up for yourself. Now, I've known this for years. You think I'm going to go tell anybody this? Go to church and tell somebody this, what I just said. They're going to look at you like you're on drugs. Who is King James? This entire system, but do you think King James orchestrated the system? No. King James was a pawn just like me and you. We are all pawns inside of this place, this planet, this planet. And your job is to have enough gumption to say 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. I have a love of the truth. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, Father, I want you to show it to me. I triple dare you to pray that prayer. I say that to everybody all day, every day. Nobody does it. Because nobody really want to know the truth. If you pray that prayer, your whole life will be turned upside down. I guarantee you. Don't believe me? Pray that prayer right now. Heavenly Father, I don't know what the truth is, but I pray that you reveal the truth, not a version. Whatever the truth is, I let go of my preconceived memes. See, you have a pre-programmed, preconditioned mental response. Right now, as I'm talking, your pre-programmed mental response is saying, don't listen to that fool. He don't know what he's talking about. You ain't gonna even look it up. I triple dare you to go type in to Google, R-U-N-E. I triple dare you to go type it in. any search engine. I triple dare you to go in to any search engine and type in runology. I triple dare you. I triple dare you to go to dictionary.com, type in the word English, go down to the bottom of the page and read it. I triple dare you to go to dictionary.com and type in the word grammar and go down to the original meaning of the word down at the bottom of the page and read it for yourself. I triple dare you. Why? Because the devil knows you don't have a letheia. He knows you don't have a love of the truth. None of us do. It's something that you got. It takes energy. It takes effort to stay up all night and research and study. Nobody wants to study to show themselves approved, rightly divided, the truth. We want somebody else to study, and then we want them to regurgitate it to us. I do too. You think I'd rather be doing the show? I'd rather be sipping pina coladas on the beach in the Bahamas. But I know that's not going to get me to where I want to go. When I die, I'm not going to die the same way I was born. So words mean things, but what do they mean, brothers? What do they mean? Words carry a essence. They carry a frequency. They carry a wave. They carry a vibration. That is how to ruin your life with ruin or runic magic. There's a great book called The Handbook of Rune Magic, R-U-N-E. I would not advise you to read it, because when you read it, you're going to find that the English alphabet lines up exactly with the ancient German. And the Germans, where did they get it from? They got it from the shamans. And where they got it from? They got it from the archetypes. You want to blow your cookies? Look at that word, archetypes. So the runics were actually called staves, S-T-A-V-E-S. Staves. You want to blow your cookies? Look that one up, S-T-A-V-E-S. Why am I doing this show? Because tonight I'm doing my show on how to consciously and spiritually connect with God. Now, God is free, but God is, number one, good, old-fashioned discipline. You ain't got no discipline? I ain't got no discipline. Why would I got good discipline? Because I don't have good or God-ordained discipleship. That was nobody who discipled me. And if they did, it wasn't God-ordained. And then I don't have my God-ordained diaconia. Your God is your path. Because God wrote his laws inside of your DNA. So inner peace, brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is within. That's what the Bible says. So if you don't understand that, you're going to do like I did. And you're going to do like King Solomon. With an increase of knowledge comes an increase of sorrow. So you're going to go read a bunch of books. All of that books is going to put you further down the road, because in every book there is a supernatural, mysterious, uninitiated mystery. This is called intuitive perception or dowsing or divination. So divination is a supernatural event that takes place when you look at any type of a hieroglyphic or symbol or rune. Because those runes, they awaken one's right brain. Now, nothing magical about it. It merely means the awakening of the right brain. That's what happens anytime you do rune casting, or what is called grammar casting, or beaming, or English, or Anglish, or Enochian. This is the fallen language of the light beings, the fallen ones. So what they want to do, they want to limit your conscious belief system. So you, my brothers and sisters, just like at the Tower of Babel, when God wanted to stop them, what did he do? He introduced language. So if you don't understand the history of the gods of the N-O-R-S-E, the Norse mythology, or the Nordic, or the Nordic, or the Vikings. You know anything about Vikings? I don't know anything about the Vikings. I don't know anything about Nordic behavior. I don't know anything about casting norms. So if we don't understand that these staves, S-T-A-V-E-S, are energies or entities that are summoned, if you want to use that term, when we look at letters. Now, what happened during what I call the Christianization of the Latinization of the runic runes? That's a mouthful. Now, you can go to Wikipedia and you can type in this word. Just go to Google and search it. I triple dare you to go to Google and type in this word. Christianization. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N. Christianization. It is the conversion of individuals to Christianity. What does that mean? Christianization, brothers. Where did it come from? You even looked it up? Now, I'm not saying anything wrong with it. Absolutely not. I'm just saying that you might want to know what it is. So when somebody come and ask you, brother, why do you do what you do? When somebody asks me why I got converted, I tell them. I don't talk no circles because I researched and I looked it up. Now, let me ask you the question, have you? Now, do you know what it is? Oh, yeah. Now, you may have had a conversion, but I guarantee you, you probably had a conversion like mine. It was a false conversion. Because you got saved for fire insurance. God don't do fear. Anything done in fear is cosmogrator. So you tell me, oh, come on, Doc, man, I don't know what that means, man. Look at that, brothers and sisters, I triple dare you. Christianization of society was a campaign that was introduced by, it was designed to take paganism. Do you know who was Abraham's father? I've done the show already on the Abrahamic religion. Do you know who Abraham's father was? Do you know why God pulled Abraham out from his father? Do you know that Abraham was from the Ur? It was pagan. It is the conversion of pagan temples into Christian churches. That is what the Christianization is. Christianization, Christian churches used to be pagan churches. Anything wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. So pagan gods and pagan practices were Christianized. This is a Latin term called Interpretatio Christiania. I'm not Latin, so I may be pronouncing it wrong. But it's spelled like the word interpret, but it's Interpretino. I-N-T-E-R-P-R-E-T-A-T-I-O-N. Christiana. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-A. Don't believe me? Look it up. It is the practice of converting native pagan practices and culture, paganism, pagan religion, pagan imagery, pagan sites, pagan calendars, into Christian sites, Christian calendars, Christian churches, Christian calendars. It's called prophetization. Now, if you want to blow your cookies, go to Matthew 23 and look what the God that I serve say about anybody who does prophetization. He says anybody who prophetizes someone makes that person tenfold more candidate of hell than he was before his prophetization. Don't believe a word I'm saying. Go to Matthew 23. Look it up for yourself. I triple dare you to look it up. I triple dare you to look it up. See, I speak with a little passion, brothers and sisters, because my mom died in this bullshitness. I damn near died in this bullshitness. I've already lost one family. So I take this personal. Everything I say, I take personal. I'd rather die right now to live 1 second on this earth in a lie. Can you make that statement? Are you willing to die what you believe in? I take all comers. I don't care how many degrees you got. Now, arrogant or cocky? Hell no. I'm disappointed. Why am I disappointed? Because I'm the chief sinner. How do you think I learned all this stuff? I violated every principle that they today. I violated principles, words that ain't even been taught yet. So I'm not proud of the man that I am. I've hurt a lot of people because I lived my life with a reckless abandonment because I was angry because there's lies that's been perpetrated as the truth. And most of those lies, a lot of those lies, I perpetrated them because I thought they was the truth. I used to walk around telling people, yeah, man, you don't just say you're going to die and go to hell. What gives me the right to say that? Even if it is the truth, I don't have no right. I don't know your life. I don't know what you do when you're around me. I cannot tell no man he's going to heaven or hell. I'm not God. I can't save anybody. I can't even save myself. That's what happens, brother, when you get knowledge, because knowledge puffs up. It makes you think you God's gift to the planet. And so now you have to understand what proselytization is. Why did the Bible say, if you proselytize somebody, you make them tenfold more candidate of hell? I don't know if you want me to answer that question. I want you to look it up for yourself. I want you to look it up for yourself. What does the proselytization mean? What does it mean, brothers and sisters? Runic magic is so deep. Do you really think the devil is concerned about anything that you do on this planet? Runes are staves. These are entities that are energies. They are reckoned and they are manifested by blood. The Bible says in the book of Leviticus, the life of the flesh is in the blood. So these runes, these letters, the English alphabet was originally written in blood. Then the blood was changed into dye, and then the dye was changed into ink. When you take an ink pen and you write, you are manifesting styes. It is the act of possessing. That is why when you write, remember what it says in the Bible, take the vision, write it down, make it plain, so that those who read it can run. Because styles enter into, that's why writing, what is writing? What is a write? W-R-I-T-E. When you write, you are performing a write, R-I-T-E, that makes you write, R-I-G-H-T. Don't believe me? Please don't believe me. I pray to God you don't believe me. I pray to God that you go look it up. What is a R-I-T-E? Look it up. What is R-I-G-H-T? Look it up. What is W-R-I-T-E? That is what we call grammar. We all went to grammar school. Why is it mandatory that you go to grammar school? They don't like you to homeschool your kids. Homeschool your kids, somebody from the government will show up just to make sure you're doing it right. R-I-G-H-T. That is right. Brothers and sisters, my little 30 minutes is gone. Runes, grammar, grammaria is cymatics. Cymatics is sound. This is the green witch of grammaria. The word grammar comes from the Latin syntax and diction. It is the ancient magic of Europe. It is the art of summoning demons known as grammaries. That's why the book that I told everybody don't read, but I know you probably read it, called The Lesser Keys of Solomon, The Greater Keys of Solomon. I read that book. Both times I read it, both of my children came down with severe epilepsy. I don't advise you to read this stuff. That's why I'm sharing it with you. I was stupid enough to read it. This is not a game. The word grammar comes from the French grammarie, which means grammaria, which is the art of summoning demons using runic and runes, which you call English, or the English alphabet. I'm just scratching the surface. That is why you can't connect with God, because you don't understand his story. We can't come to him with some watered-down, demonic, runic language. God is spirit. Those that worship him, those that work for him, must worship him and must work for him in spirit and in truth, not in language. Why are you still reading dead books written by dead men for dead people? There must be a conscious spiritual connection with the God of gods. If you're not joining me on this series, wow, please go to the website, masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Woo! Click on the link that says donation so you can join me tonight at 7. As we continue, really part 3, this is like part 2, but this is just an introduction. We're going to break it down even further. How to consciously, spiritually connect with the true living God, not the dead one. My brothers and my sisters, I'm out of time. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Join me tonight at 7 p.m. Again, email me if you're not a paid member. Again, don't let money be an issue. We got to work out paper plans. You got to be on this call. You got to be on this series. This 7-part series is life-changing. It will teach you how to spiritually, not runically, connect with the creator of creators. Again, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Cost is $100. That's the issue. Email me. masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Payment plans are available. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. His name is Asha. I am that I am. May his son, Yahushua, we call him Jesus the Christ, continue to bless you. May the Ruach, the Numa, the set apart one, notice it sets you apart. The set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity.
Some people,
God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acne, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Dreaming, man.